This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, number one hottest frequency. And as I mentioned before, we went straight into the music. Orlando Pirates are on the brink of a historic moment, chasing their first PSL title since the 2011-2012 season and aiming to end Mamelodi Sundowns' eight-year dominance. Massive fan interest as tickets are already sold out, showing the scale of excitement around this decisive clash, man. Viewers can catch every moment on DSTV Compact Live on SuperSport Channel 202 with extensive build-up programming. And joining me on the line right now is a former Orlando Pirates player who has lifted the trophy in the past to chat more about the upcoming game this Saturday. Adventure family, help me welcome the one, the only, Brighton Mhlongo.
Yo, 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 sexele kangani, sexele kangani, sizophumelela. Yo, 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 sexele kangani, sexele kangani, sizophumelela.
Good afternoon, Brighton. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, man, be best, man. Like, greetings to you, greetings to the listeners as well. My gosh, man. with that kind of introduction, first and foremost, my brother, thank you so much. I'm truly humbled. I'm honored as well to have represented, you know, a club of this magnitude and still do, you know, on a different capacity. But that introduction, man, I think every fan, and I'm speaking to you now as a fan as well and as your listener, wow, it's goosebumps all around, and there's excitement in anticipation of a great showdown over the weekend.
You know, a lot of excitement around this, and thank you so much, Brighton, you know, for taking time to join us on the show. Really do appreciate your time.
It's an absolute pleasure, man. It's an absolute pleasure. I'll do it over and over again. Oh, hopefully, maybe next time we'll come in with the trophy. I don't know.
You never know. You never know. But I need you to take us back, Brighton. I mean, having won, you know, the league with Pirates yourself in the past, how big is this moment for the club now? And what is that atmosphere like?
It's massive. I think also there's no words that can put the emphasis to that, or the magnitude of it, you know. I think I spoke about, you know, having these goosebumps when you played that song, and I can imagine what's going on, because I had to go back to those moments leading up to the last game. When I got to Orlando Pirates during the season, we won the second treble, actually. The last game was against Golden Arrows in Durban. Almost similar situation where it was neck and neck with Moroka Swallows at that time. It's helicopter vibes. But the preparation going into it, you know, you play the game in your mind. There's a lot of what ifs. There's a lot of, yo, I hope this. You know, at some point, sometimes you overthink. You get nightmares to say, yo, what if we lose this game, this and that? You know, it's mind-blowing to go through that. But, I mean, that's a beautiful game of football. That's what it's all about, you know. Yeah. It's all about emotions. It represents legacy. And, you know, it speaks about the tagline, what our league is all about. Lisekazin forever. It lives on within you.
And I mean, speaking of which, I mean, we're down to the final game, Orbit College versus Orlando Pirates. Both teams are under immense pressure. Now, one, as it faces relegation, and the other wants to end Sundowns' dominance. From your experience, Brighton, I mean, how do players like yourself, you know, included, that kind of pressure when it's really do or die? You know, it's that do or die time, and it's so all so close.
Do you want the honest answer?
I need the honest.
No. there's never, you know, a way to prepare yourself for this. There's no module for this. There's no formula. I kid you not. It's all about who wants it at that moment, because a lot is at stake. You think you're playing, you're representing your team in defense. You think you're representing, you know, your family. It's more than that. It's just more than that, you know. And you go into this game thinking, okay, whatever happens, it's just a game of football.
Yeah.
But to some people out there, it's not just a game of football, it's life.
Yeah.
Football is life. It's within our DNA. So you cannot prepare for this. All I can say probably is that just take it as it comes, embrace this moment, and hope that At the end of the final whistle, you'll be the victorious one because it's not nice you are being on the other side of the fence.
I can imagine. I mean, the last time Orlando Pirates won the league title was in 2011, 2012. Maybe, highlight for us how league success at Pirates often leads to, you know, more silverware and momentum.
Look, I think apart from league success, Orlando Pirates has prided itself with, creating that history, leaving a legacy when it comes to trophies. You know, we've seen Orlando Pirates, acquiring double treble. Mm-hmm. You know, now on the verge of also, you know, registering another treble, but I call it a quadruple because of, you know, I'm adding even the DGC one.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of Pirates, you know, it's four trophies. But I mean, coming back to what you've asked, I think Orlando Pirates, when you walk into those doors, your mentality always says win, no matter what happens, win, and leave a lasting legacy, because that's what the chairman always speaks about.
Yeah.
Lasting legacy. You took it back to the team that won the Champions League, you know, in Abidjan, to obviously the double treble team that I spoke about.
Yeah.
So it's all about creating a legacy, and that alone it has been instilled within the players' minds and within the DNA, the club culture. So once you start understanding the club culture, you know that by the time you get into that space, it's all about winning, and that has helped. Even though the league title has eluded Orlando Pirates for the longest time, every season Orlando Pirates will at least surpass, you know, or win rather a trophy or two, of which it's something massive for the chairman and for the fans. Hence, the slogan is "We remain the happy people." So that alone, I think this will be a big boost with this league title coming back to a treble again. This will just create a new era where of history makers within the generation or the history of Orlando Pirates Football Club.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for that. Now, I mean, the game tickets were sold out in less than 24 hours, which, I mean, obviously shows just how much the fans are eager and have that energy to back their teams. Now, how can that current team, you know, use this atmosphere to their advantage on Saturday?
It doesn't get bigger than this. I think the motivation was evident throughout the entire season. Or I don't want to date it back to other seasons, rather, you know. But for the first time in the longest time, we've seen Orlando Pirates selling out almost every game, like home game, away game. You know, they filled up the stadium. The fans have been there throughout. And there was a nice tifo that Orlando Pirates fans made for the players. I think the post game against Durban City, by the center line, which says, "Thank you for a great season." You know, and this is a team that hasn't won the trophy yet.
Yeah.
But the fans coming out in numbers to support them, it should be motivation enough for the players to go out there and just leave everything. I always say that there are people who have, you know, left their sweat, blood and tears, like literally, for this club to be where it is. We're talking about, you know, your Sofasonke Mbanzas, you know, these are people who came and gave, you know, birth to this team. You know, they gave it fresh air to be where it is today.
Mm.
You know, so the fans should always think, or the players rather, should always think about that. Think about the fans, and then most importantly, think about themselves to say, how do I get into the history books of Orlando Pirates?
Mm.
Be the one who's going to be counted in the next generation. Because after the weekend, someone will be talking about this generation and say, what a group of players who have done this and that for the club. And what a way to do it by bringing back the title after, you know, over a decade.
Yeah. Now, I mean, speaking of the fans now, Bratton, I mean, we saw this past weekend that they were trying, you know, to force their way into the stadium and to avoid, you know, such instances. Please share with those listeners who don't have tickets where they can actually catch the game.
I'm glad you spoke about that, because we condemn, you know, violence at the stadiums. We know what happened at Ellis Park, and we still, till today, you know, share our condolences and our sentiments and our heartfelt, you know, emotions with everyone who was affected. I know that every fan wants to be part of the celebration, but worry not, because our World of Champion has got you guys.
Yes.
All you got to do, relax, I'm a popcorn, I'm a challenge, I'm a you know,
yeah,
of the Orlando Pirates team. And then DSTV Compact, Yonke Intizo Bamnandi. All the games are going to be live on SuperSport Channel 202. Also, Variety 209 with extensive build-up programming, including, you know, Giants, just to hype you up, the Bucks camp, so that you can get, you know, up close and personal with the players. And really, on Saturday, we know that everyone is already covered only on the World of Champions. So this alone, guys, worry not. From first thing in the morning, do your early groceries, bring out your prize stand, turn on the channel to DSTV Compact 202, born then happiness. Because we're all going to celebrate and see the same thing. And in fact, you're going to have an opportunity to see it rewind, if it was a penalty or not, if it was a beautiful goal or not, only on your World of Champions. So just make sure that you go to your World of Champions on DSTV.
I love that. Bratton, thank you so much for taking your time to join us this afternoon. We're looking forward to seeing, you know, what will happen this coming Saturday. The question remains, will we have a new PSL champion after 8 seasons when Orlando Pirates quench the over 10-year drought? Now, before I let you go, Bratton, sekusele kancane, I need you to hit us with that note over there. Big shout out to you, Bratton. Have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you so much, man, and thank you so much for always giving us the opportunity to also, you know, to showcase and share the stories of true South Africans and showcasing the beautiful game of football. Zansi Lisekazin forever. Let it live on.
Beautiful. That was Bratton Mthongo, you know, former Orlando Pirates player. The mood in the air, you know, is electrifying, man, as we wait for Saturday. And all you need to do, you need to get DSTV and catch all the PSL title race, you know, action between Obed College versus Orlando Pirates this Saturday, the 23rd of May. And if you are a DSTV Access subscriber, you can catch the match live on SABC 1. If you want even more awesome build-up content, you can upgrade to DSTV Compact from only 299 Rand. To get all of the bespoke and exclusive shows, content as Giants, Bucks Camp, and Relive live on Channel 209 SuperSport Variety 4 and Channel 202 on SuperSport PSL. This is a must-watch moment no fan can afford to miss.
Yo, sex elegante, si so fumelela. Yo, sex elegante, si so fumelela.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.